Rangers, any shot in the East?
Well, I mean, I like the point you bring up about the Bruins and these compacted schedules, so maybe, but yeah, you're right. If they had six more power play goals, maybe that's two or three more wins, and they're right there and right in the thick of things instead of trying to catch up. It's crazy what a few goals here or there will do in a pretty tight league. Dark horse, Greggs? But I like that pick. And I don't understand what's going on with Philly. They're so all over the map this year that I'm just like, I thought you guys would be so much better.
Yeah. Well, I thought they'd be a better team this year, too.
Yeah.
No question about it. They have been, they have definitely been a disappointment amongst all the teams. Now, you know, the Oilers, not much going on with them. They're practicing. We know that Mike Smith loves to play. What's that golf game? Golden Tee. I guess he's a big fan of Golden Tee, according to Tyson Berry. Doesn't even get off the thing. So, and everybody has a buddy like that, right? When they're good at the game, they just like to play it all the time. So I get it. We see it around the station. Hernan and Awanek and Nelson, I think they spend more time on Techno Bowl than they do on the air. Right? They love it. So,
well, there's a league now, and I don't know if you've caught wind of this, Greggs. It has its own Twitter account.
No, I have not. I don't think I'll be following somebody's Tecmo Bowl games, okay?
Like, they trade. They do everything.
I'm sure they do. Good for them. But no, I'm not. I wouldn't be following that. All right? I don't think I'm going to start. Well, maybe I should put my Galaga games online. Would people follow it? Probably.
Maybe not.
Now, one thing, I can always like a sense of humor. And kudos to NBA fans, as Lou Williams, of course, got traded to Atlanta today, and the jokes were flying. If people don't remember, when he was with the Clippers last year during the quarantine, he got photographed visiting the Atlanta strip club, Magic City, right? And then he got a 10-day quarantine. He was adamant that he was only there to pick up some wings. Now, they're known for these magical wings. Magic City, I guess, has spectacular wings. But so now, was he like, I guess it's possible. Maybe somebody goes to a strip club just for food, right? If they're that good at wings, I guess you could say, hey, I'm just going to pick them up and away I go. But the restaurant actually has a menu item named after him. Because he went there so often for their wings. So either way, though, he's back in Atlanta. Any other trade deadlines, deals that caught your attention?
Well, I mean, we're all watching Kyle Lowry and to see if that would all unfold after the goodbye, if you will, quasi-goodbye last night, Drake busting into his post-game press conference. And it didn't happen. And I guess, you know, Masai didn't get an offer that he thought was worthy of pulling the trigger on a trade for Kyle Lowry. So he'll finish up the season as a wrap. And that was what I was just, it got hyped up. And I was kind of keeping an eye to see where this saga would finally end and how it'll end. So I don't know. Is it an awkward welcome back? Not really, because the fans aren't in the building. They're playing out of Tampa. But that's good. He can kind of, you know, pick his own destiny going forward here, which is fine. And finally, the Lou Williams thing, I'm just going to say this. The Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings actually sound delicious. I would be happy to try those, and I would stay and enjoy the scenery too, Greggs. And I'd also, because they on the menu at the Magic City Kitchen, you can get a 10-piece for $15, all flats for $17, or all drums. I'd go all drums, extra ranch.
They call them flats.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that makes sense because they are, without even saying, people are, oh, yeah, that's what they are. They make sense. So I get that. Okay. I can get on board with that. I can get behind it. So we'll see. Interesting. Now, to the NHL, the quarantine for players via trades from the States to Canada has been dropped now to 7 days from 14. I think Ken Holland would have made a trade regardless if it's the right trade. But do you think this makes it a little bit more enticing for teams? Well, geez, we're kind of going to make a deal, but we're not sure because it's 14 days. Now we might only get him for so many games. But now, like for the Oilers, for instance, if they make a deal on the 11th or the 12th, then that player will only miss 3 games.
Yeah. It does. It kind of sweetens the possibility of it happening, but again, you make a really good point. Is if they were so adamant that they needed something and the deal was there to be had and they could strike, I think you're right. Like, we would be seeing it this week. We know with the time off, maybe it's a great opportunity to burn up some of those quarantine days. And you know, we saw the insiders on Insider Trading talking about a right shot centerman who can win faceoffs on the penalty kill, and Glenn Denning's name, Sutter's name came up. Ideally, that would have been Kyle Turris, and that hasn't worked out. So even with that added enticement of the 7-day quarantine, which is nice, it's good, and I know it's going to create some people going, well, if hockey players can only quarantine for 7 days, why can't the rest of us? That's beside the point right now. For me, it still seems tough. And what reemphasized that was, if you listen to Mark Bergevin, similar type of situation. Obviously, their team's still fighting for a playoff spot. So are the Oilers to a certain extent. But he's been pretty active, and he was someone who said, I don't know, it's going to be pretty tough sledding, unless he's trying to pull a fast one and bluff everybody right now. But it to me, even with this added incentive of just the 7-day quarantine, I still think it'll be tough.
Well, the big difference between the NHL and us random people is we don't get tested every day prior.
Exactly.
Right? That's the difference.
Exactly.
So there's the difference. Not everything has to be fair equal, but I think we have to look at it for sure. It just, it's a different situation between the two. There's no debate in my mind on that. Rangers are now up 3-0, Tommy. Well, I'm telling you, watch out for the Rangers when you combine that and the fact that the Boston Bruins have to play 28 games in 48 days. If there's a chance of a team of a slip up, like the Bruins, I just wonder if fatigue becomes a factor for them.
Right. And, I mean, and they've been kind of wonky this year too, and they have that whole quarantine situation. So if the Rangers are ready to strike and all their young guys are playing well, all the power to them. I like some of the elements on their team. The goaltending situation is on the up and up. Let's see what happens. And that makes us watch. I actually watched a Golden Knights Blues game the other night, Greg. It was the first time in a while I watched something out of the North Division. It was good. It was refreshing.
Yeah, no, why not? I've been watching a few games. There's just certain teams that intrigue me. Colorado is an exciting team to watch,
yeah.
No question about it. Them and Vegas going at it again later on tonight. So that's a fun game. I've been watching a little bit of the Hawks earlier when they were exciting. Patrick Kane was on fire. They've kind of come back down to earth now, and I look at them, and they're kind of going down. I think the Nashville Predators, when I look at the four teams, Chicago, Columbus, Nashville, Dallas is still in, but you know, they're only in because I think they have extra games.
Yeah.
I really believe Nashville has a chance to make the playoffs in that division, despite having a meh season for them. Because, really, it doesn't matter, I think, which one of those teams gets in, because they're going to get crushed by Tampa Bay in the first round. But I think Nashville, of those four teams, might have the best chance.
I would make the argument for Dallas. Nashville, it feels like they're on the cusp of a retool, rebuild, whatever you want to call it. Maybe they move away from David Poile, which would be incredible considering he's been there since the beginning. But Dallas has that same situation where they've got like a million games in a tight window because of the double whammy of the snowstorm that shut down all of Texas. And they had COVID situations as well. But they've got a really good team. I mean, cup finalist last year. And then the other one that makes me scratch my head every day is Columbus. And I just look at them and go, what happened to you guys? And I wonder where the dissension is, if it's Tortorella and how much the players can't stand him, or if that's all just, you know, hot talk. But I would almost say Dallas over Nashville in this case.
Okay. Tommy, have yourself a great Thursday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Greg. I'm going to have a Malibu lemonade. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's what we're having for Thirsty Thursday. You saw that, eh?
I love it.
It's very simple, very simple. Just a little Malibu rum and the lemon San Pellegrino. We like to, on Thursdays, keep it simple, mix it up. This is a very simple one, and it was refreshing. Very refreshing, I have to say.